The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's Friday. Whether it's Feel Good Friday for you or not, we just hope it is. But 8 o'clock Central Time here in the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. And, of course, we just want to let you know that if you have a chance to go on our partners tab on thepowerhour.com, you can click on that support tab. And when you buy something from one of our partners, please take time to call us and let us know that you did so we can get credit for your purchases. Next week, I'm anticipating that we're going to be giving away that Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system from ricksatelliteusa.com. You still have time to get your letters in. You can send them to support@thepowerhour.com. That's a good thing. Or you can mail them in to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, we got the Independence Day sale going on, 10% off site-wide. The Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 if you want to call into order. And, of course, we have the Oregano-O gummies back in stock, and the Duraflow water filter replacement is now back in stock via dropship. Now, of course, in line with the feel-good aspect of the show, every so often we have a musician or somebody that's touting his musical skills. In this particular case, the guy that we have coming on here to talk to this morning is a U.S. Army vet like me, legal and military historian, independent country music star known worldwide for his back-to-back Billboard hits, Real Cool, Kinda Hot, and Right Beer Right Now. Gee, that almost sounds like Jesus Jones. Right here, right now. You know, watching the world wake up in history. You know, that Johnson, Derek Johnson is an avid Trump supporter and advocate for teaching American history and the U.S. Constitution, which you took the same oath I did, Derek. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you awake?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm probably I'm more good than pretty, but I'm doing pretty good.
Well, see, awake in so many ways. One, you're awake because you're on the air talking to us, but you're awake because of the fact that you're doing the right thing here, doing the kind of country music that you are, because, you know, we're not promoting beer for queers. And is that why you wrote that song, or is this something that's been in that direction before Dylan Mulvaney showed up?
Long before then, I can promise you that. It's okay. It's definitely not any kind of light beer at all, period. So sorry for all you light beer drinkers out there. So stout beer all right. Only.
Stout beer only. There you go. So are you a Guinness drinker?
More of a, when I lived in Colorado out here, I'm out here visiting right now, like Fort Collins area. So it's more of the craft stuff. So nothing, not Guinness, but so there's a lot of places out here that you could get some good stouts. But
all right. So, so tell me something about the, moving into you label yourself as an independent country artist. You are on a label, right? Or are you not? Is this just something you put up on YouTube and all of a sudden you just took off and you're on Spotify? And how'd that work?
Well, that's the cool thing about what we did. So I had a Billboard team. They were former label guys, and they were pissed because of where the record label and where the industry had gone. When they went more awake and more woke, as we call it. And so, they were like, yeah, we've never worked with a veteran before. Out of all their careers, they had a lot of great artists they've worked with, Zac Brown Band, Chris Jansen, Montgomery Gentry, there's a bunch of people they've worked with, and they never had a veteran. So when the labels started going more woke and the labels started going more real, you know, just they were just being more picky in a different kind of way, but going with people that they can control more. These guys were like, man, you know what? We're going to do something with you that we've never done before. And shot me right up the billboard. And, of course, we had top 40s don't sound like a big deal to some people. But it's because I was an independent artist, was not a signed artist. And these two guys just knew how to navigate the billboard chart and put me up into a position where we did something that I keep it as a secret, but we did something that no one else has done in Billboard and also country music that would be a detrimental thing to the label. So I've kept that quiet. But the labels, it's kind of a threat. And most attorneys that know what I'm talking about whenever I tell it with an NDA with anybody else, then they're like, holy crap, you're in the kind of class. So it's no different than anything else where you go in and disrupt the system. And we hold these two records. So, yeah, and definitely independent artists. And that's why I tell artists out there, I produce and I write for other artists now. And I say, hey, we got the formula. You want to come over here? So, yeah.
That's a good thing.
No label.
Wow.
Right.
Well, it's good that you did this. I'm surprised because that's bucking the system as far as we know. By the way, for those of you who don't know, the co-founder and original rhythm guitarist for the 80s rock band Journey, George Tickner, has died at age 76. It was confirmed by co-founding member Neil Schon on social media, just so you know. And see, back then, the 70s music, that was just pure and simple. I mean, did any, what I guess past artists influenced you? Because everybody's got a past artist somewhere that they picked up on and they kind of said, hey, I like the way he's doing this. I'm going to write like him.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you look at all the artists that didn't write their own music, especially in country music. And country music's always had a system that's, and I respect the system. I do love all the writers. But once I got to Nashville and learned that, I was like, holy crap. Now, I still love, because the system changed in 1990 in country music. 1990 is when the chart became basically a pay-for-play kind of system, 1990 forward. So anybody before then was in the older system where you had to have freaking dang good music, and then your promoter or producer, whomever, took it to a radio station, and if they tried it out, it worked. People liked it. And it wasn't so much of a system, right? It was just like kind of, it wasn't everybody and their mama could come in there. However, it was a lot different of a system. So I'm a big George Strait fan, Ricky Van Shelton, George Jones. Those were some of my big influences. But as far as songwriters go, George didn't start writing on any of his albums until the last 10 or 12 years. So I'm a big Dean Dillon fan. Jeffrey Steele, I've written with him. I haven't gotten to write with Dean yet, but Jeffrey Steele is a favorite writer of mine. Casey Beathard, Dave Gibson, I worked with Dave a long time. I worked with some of the guys from Shenandoah, so Mike McGuire, Bud McGuire. A lot of writers that I respect that a lot of people just don't get to see that aspect of. So got to give those guys a shout out.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm glad you did. Some of them I'm familiar with, but you know, this is the thing. You were talking about the pay for play. I mean, that's payola, plugola. That is illegal in the broadcasting business for those of you who are familiar with it, because I've been in radio since 1968 and it was real common back then. And I mean, literally the A&R people literally were saying, look, we can mold this guy. And A&R, for those of you who don't know, the music business stands for artists and repertoire. And these are the ones that get behind the scenes and plan how a career gets launched. Am I on point here?
You're correct. Artists and repertoire.
So this particular aspect of the music business, because I am a musician as well, I'm a keyboardist and I also play guitar, but keyboard is my mainstay. the bigger thing in this payola thing is that literally booze, blow, hookers, whatever. I remember the day I was working, doing news in a radio station in Dayton, Ohio, and George Clinton and Bootsy Collins, William Collins, I don't know if you remember him from Bootsy's Rubber Band back in the 70s, showed up at the radio station to meet with our program director there. I won't mention any other names, but I know that there was some real funny stuff going on in their PD's office, because he came out rubbing his nose afterwards, after they left the station. And all of a sudden now we're playing a lot of Bootsy's Rubber Band on the radio station, on the Soul station in Dayton. So, you know, I just kind of knew that that was going on at the time. But this, you think this is all, I mean, with everything that Taylor Swift, I mean, she's gone woke, but they have this younger audience, and it really bothers me, you know. And from a musician's perspective, Derek, since you've been doing this thing and you're a veteran, you took the same oath I did when you served. I got to ask, these woke people that are out there doing this, I mean, this is a sad state of affairs for the music business these days, isn't it? What's your take?
It is, because it's not about the music anymore, and the fans don't know that. That's where the trap becomes. The fans have no clue about anything to do with, you know, the writer process, the artist process, the studio process, where the songs come from. You know, a lot of the fans, innocently, and I'm not picking on the fans, but a lot of the fans, they think that when they go see, you know, certain artists in country music today out one of these big arenas, you know, 10, 15, 20,000 people there, they think that artist was all just like they on the moon. And they have no clue about that back-end process, especially the fact that the politics behind it. When I was a kid growing up, you got a country weekly, and you went to the back of the country weekly, and you found your favorite artist on the Billboard chart, and it had 60 visible names on there, which is the length of the Billboard chart, 60. Now they only publish the top 20. So, like, when fans, we had two top 40s, not a big deal to the labels, because the labels we're talking about are all about the money. Well, but top 40s to artists like me, independent, is a big, big deal. And just 20 years ago, I'd have already been known and a lot bigger. But no, now I've never heard of you before. They're real cocky about it. It's like, well, that guy, man, like, I'm on the Billboard chart, same Billboard as George Strait and Luke Combs, all these dudes. But the fans have become real just snarky about it whenever you try to promote yourself and promote the chart. I was on there with Sammy Kershaw. That's what's funny. Sammy Kershaw, he was the oldest artist to chart top 40, and no one made a big deal out of it. I mean, that's a big deal for someone that's been off the chart a while, you know. And it's sad another way, because the guy, he's one of the ones that paved the way in the 90s. And anyway, so it's like the fans get sucked into this, and they're only given what they're given. And they're innocent in it, but yet they blow these people up because they keep – it's the shows and the merchandise, as you know, nowadays, that makes the money. And they pump them up, and then all of a sudden, one of these artists says something they don't like, and they're like, they don't like the way – well, you could have known about that if you'd have listened to their bio beforehand. When I was growing up, you read the bios first, like, dang, George Strait, Cowboy, Roper, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, Sammy Kershaw is one of probably the best balladeers in the business.
Big time. He is.
Yep.
So, I mean, all his music,
So you're touring. Are you touring right now? Because you just made mention of that, which triggered an idea in my head. Because every time I'm talking to somebody, it's like, okay, you're in a music business. I've known a lot of notables and met a lot of different people that are major artists in the business. Being in the business, you do that. It just happens naturally. And a lot of my experience is mostly 70s and 80s. But, these days, I'm looking at the big changes, and I'm noticing that more and more of these older artists are on the road performing, because YouTube and all these others, the downloads, everybody's carrying and able to access their stuff. And the only way they can make money is to go on the road and play live. Do you see that as a trend?
Yeah, you have to these days. And I think the fans appreciate it a little bit more in a different aspect because they have so much stuff thrown in their face on Spotify, Pandora, and YouTube. But the flip side to it, though, is that all these older guys that paved the way, which is an atrocity in my opinion, and I'm really batting for them and have no stake in it. But still, these older guys, like a buddy of mine, matter of fact, Billy Lawson is another good friend of mine, but he's also a hit songwriter out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He don't brag about it. He's just saying how the industry changes. But his first two hits he had, actually he had a song on a Tim McGraw record that wasn't even a hit. It was just on the record. And the first two paychecks was about $400,000 because the album went platinum. But then he was like, yeah, I made about 10 grand consistently because of the album. And now that everything's going to Spotify and all this other, he got a check one day and it was like $25. He's like, it cost them more to write the check than it did to send me the dang money. And so I try to tell people that, yeah, shot on Spotify and all these streamers, right now the average is about 14,000 streams per one CD sale, old school CD sale. So it's to make, and it's not about money, but what the fans don't realize is the music that's being put down came from union musicians, and a union record with that quality of sound that they're used to is anywhere from $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 all in. So you do want to coop your money back in a different way. You don't go into this to lose money. So the only way you can make it back these days is out on the road and merchandise. So,
wow. Boy, thank you for that, Derek. Thank you for that. People need to hear it because, see, everybody thinks, especially, I wish your younger audience was actually listening to this because we have a more mature audience here, Christian right-wing, or conservative, I should say. But the thing is that, you know, they appreciate the fact that you're out there, that you served in the military, and that you're writing stuff that matters. And it's sad that we don't have the monetization platforms that we used to have in the music business where you could go out and they would give you this big advance and you'd go out and you'd be guaranteed so many albums produced and people would buy them and play the living daylights out of it till they wore the plastic out with the needles. And it was just, you know, the music industry became digitized in 1983 when Sony came out with the CD. And at that point I thought, oh, wow, I remember the first time I was working in Kansas City on the radio there doing morning drive, and we had somebody from Sony come in and show me the first CD player, and I'm just like, oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. They're going to start digitizing everything, and musicians are going to have a real tough time doing it. And I noticed very few, and I bet you do this a lot when you're out there, you have CDs of your music that you sell when you're out playing live gigs, right?
Yeah, you do, because it's amazing how people still, they ask for CDs. And then, too, you know, the cost that comes with that. So I try to educate the fans on that. I'm like, well, and now that CDs are kind of on the obsolete, now yep. The CD makers out there have kind of gone up as well, because you got your artwork that still goes on there. And then you have, obviously, it's no different than merchandise. You have a certain number that you need to hit. For the CD makers out there, if you do more than 100, then we'll bump it down to, 20 cents a CD or something like that. But, you know, so it still costs. And, that's why, people wonder why they were so expensive, but, it's, you look at a George Strait record. I mean, he only had three songs on there that would become a single, and the rest were just kind of fill-in songs. But you still made up for it. It was 10 or 12, 15 bucks, you know?
Yeah, and this is what the A&R people do, is they determine which ones are going to be the hits and which ones need to be pushed, and they tell the promoters or the labels to do that. Now, see, as an independent country artist, you get to push your own stuff, don't you, Derek? You get to decide what what you think is going to work, or did your collaborators decide that for you?
No, we just, you know, when I go to write, we try to, I write whatever I've lived, basically. I kind of do what George Strait did in a different way, because he had this formula. It's like, even though he didn't write a lot, he was like, you know, I'm going to listen to what the people are doing, and then also, but kind of correlate my life into that, and just write songs that matter. Like you were just saying a while ago, write songs that people listen to, but affects them, versus, you know, something like a Red Solo Cup. I mean, Red Solo Cup is a perfect example of a song that don't, you sure people do that? People drink in a Red Solo Cup, so it's a dumb song. It's not a song you're going to listen to that's going to affect your life, or you want to sit on the back of a porch and just have a peaceful, easy feeling kind of song. But it's a prime example of a song that should have never been on the radio. It should have just been, you know, like on a CD or something like that. But that should show people right there the industry, and who gets to select what, and how it's selected. So yeah, as an independent, you get to write whatever you want to write. And I try to write stuff that people relate to, and nothing too cheesy, things that are timeless. And Dave Gibson was an advocate of that. Dave was always like, man, anybody can write a cheesy song, but can you write a song that'll affect people's lives, that's timeless? And that's what I try to navigate to.
Yeah, see, and I was thinking back, you know, when I used to do sound for some of these country stars that come into town, and I went out to dinner with Travis Tritt and his bunch, and he's up there saying, I'm a member of a country club. I mean, how many country artists, how many country fans can relate? I mean, drinking a liquor out of a Dixie cup, that I can relate to, but, you know, how many people are really members of a country club? I mean, there's some satire in the country music, isn't there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the kind of it ain't, because it's not a cheesy song. There's a huge difference in cheesy and then satire. And one of my recent songs is "Mother Truck Is a Truck," and the guy I wrote that with, Bill DeLuigi, he was just like, man, he was like, I got this idea for a song, but it's like everybody I've pitched it to, every artist I've written with, they just kind of scoff it off. So I've never written it. So I said, well, what's the idea? And he's like, Mother Truck Is a Truck. And I was like, well, let's do it. I love that. It's just a, you know, it's a satire kind of thing. And we just make Mother Truck Is a Truck. Mother Boat Is a Boat. Mother Dog Is a Dog. Mother Coke Is a Coke. It's a Southern thing. You know, Southern people relate to that. And,
yeah.
So, you
and
know,
that's and
so
my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yep. See, and they also write a lot about about love lost. And, you know, the thing is, country still, they're still hanging on the you broke my heart, so I busted your jaw kind of platform. They really, that's why, you know, when I heard That's My Story, you know, I was just laughing. You know, I put the hammock in the attic and you are busted, buddy. You know, I mean, how many people can relate to that? I mean, this is a thing that I think that had made country artists back in the 90s shoot up the charts that fast, as they were writing stuff that people could relate to. And are the country stars of today still doing that, or has it become more patriotic? I mean, where do you see this going?
Well, the fans have got to be a little bit more awake with changing the dynamic and making the industry kind of, if the fans would understand what's going on and stop going to these shows, and hit them where it hurts, the bank account, and start supporting the artists that are more twangy again, and also a little bit more like Chris Stapleton, some of that. It's Chris Stapleton, it's kind of like a John Anderson. John Anderson was doing that in the 80s. He was doing songs that were, you know, had a lot more blues in the country. Fans would start supporting more artists like that and stop. What amazes me is you just mentioned Colin Ray. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at all the artists of the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, and now that there's a theme out there, a hashtag 90s country, a lot of the fans love it. But if they would understand and listen to what they're listening to, all these songs that come out today, and if you go to Nashville's known for songwriter rounds. If you listen to every songwriter round in town, and they have one now every night, you can see about five artists around. It used to be three around when I was there years ago, and when I first moved there. But if fans would listen to it and just listen to what they're hearing, they're playing the same loop over and over and over again. It's the same loop. It's the same three chords, and they just mix it up. It's not writing what you want to write and writing no matter what. They're writing on a loop, and they have to hit it within like 2 and 2.5 and 3 minutes. Anything over 3 minutes today and radio won't play it. But if fans would recognize that a great song shouldn't have a limit. You look at Hotel California, 7 minutes long, and no one complains about that. But radio wouldn't play that song today. If that song came out today, it would never be heard. It would never be played. And fans need to know that. It's not bashing the artists right now. They're going through a system, per se. But if fans will listen, you can't tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference if they knew what they were listening to in about 15 or 20 of the male artists today versus one of them in the 90s. I mean, you have Mark Chestnut, Ricky Van Shelton, Clay Walker, Tracy Byrd, mm-hmm. Tracy Lawrence, George Strait. They all wore cowboy hats, but you could tell the difference in all their songs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Big names.
But you could tell the difference in their songs. Their songs didn't sound like a loop. And I guess that's what I want fans to see these days. It's like, look, if you like it, support it. But don't like it just because you're told to like it.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was out on the road, we used to use the old adage about, you know, it's 1-4-5. If you get lost, go to A and wait. They still, I don't know if they use that anymore, but when I was out on the road playing with a country rock band, that's what we used to do. And we had a pedal steel player. I just can't shake that, man. I love that. We used to do that Emmylou Harris song, "Hey Mister, That's Me," up on the jukebox, and people in the audience would be in tears. And we had two female singers. It was just wonderful. But anyway, but those were the days. And I just, you know, I wish we could go back in time and just replay that part of history. But things are changing so radically these days. Do you see, you know, we got about a minute left here, this segment. Do you see anything changing in the way that you're writing and what you're doing? You're still doing more American history kind of style stuff, you know, patriotic kind of music. You see yourself doing that more and more?
Yeah, starting to aim a little bit more that way. The song I recorded, 19, is probably my most patriotic song, and Jeffrey Steele wrote that. Tommy Hambridge and Gary Nicholson, I've written with two of them. And, of course, I've got a lot more music coming out, and I've got probably 5 or 6 more I got to release this year. But now you don't release it as an album, you release them as singles. But, yeah, I'm starting to write a lot more patriotic. But I'm the next record I put out, I'm about to go in the studio and record a new one. It's going to sound a lot like, it's going to be real heavy, heavy ballad, heavy steel guitar, and also I'm going to put a little fiddle on there.
Cool.
I'm going to bring the fiddle back.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. We're at the break. Derek Johnson, thanks so much for being on the show with us on our Feel Good Friday segment here. Derek, D-E-R-E-K, DerekJohnsonCountry.com, the website. He's also Derek Johnson Country on YouTube and Spotify. Best of luck to you, sir. I appreciate you coming on the show. God bless you for everything that you're doing. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends. And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
God bless the United States of America.
Power to the people.
What's left of it?
Power to the people.
Of course, you know, 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here in our Feel Good Friday episode. Interesting about the life of a country singer there with Derek Johnson. It was kind of neat having him on the phone talking about the changes in the music business because, see, the thing is that I don't know of any place where you could go and, you know, those of you, and I may be dating myself on this one, but I remember I could hear a song and it would take me back to a specific place that I was at when I first heard that song. And it becomes a memory that's fixed in my brain. I can never, you know, it's like, when I hear Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, I'm in Depew, New York, driving down Transit Road with my mom. You just can't shake stuff like that. You just know. And you might have been, you know, 7 years old at the time you heard the song the first time. And it's just something that, wow, you remember those things. Music does influence the soul and the mind. And when you start listening to the junk that, you know, I used to, as a parent, take away from my kids because they were listening to stuff I felt was inappropriate. You were doing the right thing as a parent because, I mean, if it was bad for them, see, now look, we're faced with a whole different line of thinking now because now we have all of these people that are dressing up and parading in front of your kids. It's pretty bad. So may have a thought process on that. 844-769-2944. The Biden administration has announced plans to tamp down on junk insurance plans and surprise medical fees as part of the Bidenomics agenda and its goal of lowering health care costs for Americans. And what does that lead to? You want to crack down on short-term health plans and junk plans, as critics refer to them, and understand that what really is going on here is we're moving toward a socialist agenda where they're trying to push free health care. So in order to achieve that goal, they have to push out all these other insurance plans and make the government your savior. I know you're finding fault with that, right? China has unveiled its first domestic open source operating system, hailed as a software development breakthrough amid Beijing's technical standoff with Washington. In the meantime, you remember the word Moderna, the American pharmaceutical giant that has patents on mRNA technology with the help of U.S. taxpayer funds? Well, now they're going to be producing mRNA drugs that are exclusively for Chinese markets, according to the Daily Caller. Wow. So Moderna got $2.5 billion in federal funding, that's taxpayer dollars, for research and orders of the COVID-19 jab. And of course, they, you know, in cooperation with Tony Fauci and his bunch, Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter clone Threads can only be deleted by shutting down your Instagram account. Ooh, amazing how that works. His Twitter clone Threads, 10 million signups in just 7 hours. But when the users find out about a catch built into the new platform, people that set up a Threads profile decided to delete it, learned that doing so is also going to delete their Instagram account as well. Yeah, see, they find a way to hook you in. Oh, I just can't live without my Instagram account. And the only thing I can think of is from that movie Devil's Advocate and Al Pacino that played Satan. Why they have Instagram accounts, and there's one word that Al Pacino said to describe it. Vanity! The twins, Bernardo and Arthur Lima, are almost 4 years old, have never seen one another's face because they've spent their lives conjoined at the top of their heads, facing opposite directions. Born as craniopagus twins, joined at the cranium, their brains were fused together, making their separation extremely complex. According to the BBC, they've been cared for at the Paulo Niemeyer State Brain Institute in Rio de Janeiro for the past 2.5 years. And of course, there is now a surgery. They've separated the twins, so now they get to see each other for the first time. Wow. Amazing how science is. Sometimes it works in your favor. Now, for those of you who are planning on spending summertime, how did I sanitize that enough for you? Well, the Health and Human Services, the CDC, and everybody else is warning Americans going to the beach this summer. There's a pollution report out finding a number of U.S. beaches are contaminated with bacteria from poop. Wow. Sounds like fun. Let's go swimming. Yeah, this is just about like, you know, people who are, and I heard stories about this too, you know, because we've seen a lot more sharks spotted off the U.S. coasts, but people still want to go out there and swim in the water. I don't know. You can't just, you know, yell shark or then shark followed by an expletive because people are going, huh? Not paying attention. You know, they go out and they think, oh, yeah, it's fun and games. We'll just swim around. Now you got fecal bacteria to worry about. Wow. Yep. Hell, welcome to the environment. Got to be careful. Pay attention. Do your homework before you go visit the beach. Nice to sit out there in the sand, but, you know. How to make five-minute fridge pickles. Believe it or not, for those of you gardening, farming, and homesteading folk out there, I am picking cucumbers off of the stems in my cucumber patch. It may be tough to eat an abundance of cucumbers fresh, but it's super easy to preserve them to enjoy it later. The five-minute fridge pickles are so simple. They truly only take 5 minutes to fix. And so on the newsletter that we provide for you in the form of the email blast, you can get that recipe. Now, we also have a gourmet homemade mustard recipe, DIY gourmet mustard. That recipe, three ingredients, 5 minutes of mixing, add a kick to so many meals, mind-bogglingly easy to make. And we have that recipe also on the email blast for you. Now, something of concern, because we had calls yesterday on the show, and I want to point this out. It has everything to do with the food supply being tainted. Now, what you may not know, and of course, this news has been out a while. The retailer Costco, which claims to wholesale a lot of things, big, deep discount. Everybody likes to go shop Costco. They are doing everything in their power to keep those rotisserie chickens at $4.99. But see, what people don't understand is that the company opened its own poultry CAFO plant. Yeah. In Fremont, Nebraska, to have better control over the size of the broilers. CAFO chicken. There are steep hidden costs involved in it, but environmental costs, human health costs, and ethical considerations. Now, imagine the junk that they put in these things that cause antibiotic-resistant diseases, urinary tract infections, drug-resistant urinary tract infections. They're on the rise, and a lot of it is by exposure to contaminated chicken. Especially the stuff you get at Costco because of the manufactured process. Think about that next time you buy one of those. Might consider raising your own chickens for meat as well as eggs. Huh? You think? Tom in Ohio, welcome to the show, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you're talking about the fecal matter in the water. Apparently it's not... It's not a family-friendly show, but you can look it up, watch it yourself. George Carlin's take on immunization. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. it's about swimming in the river in New York when he was a kid, but it's pretty funny.
Yep, I remember that.
You know, the other day you were talking about storing food in a barrel and things like that. You know, a pretty cheap way to get storage buckets is go to your local box store and go to the bakery, and most of them will just give away like 3.5 gallon buckets.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, yeah, you're talking about the ones where the people were sealing food up in the buckets and storing them. And they would, like put nitrogen in there. Yeah, I know where you're going with that. All right.
Yeah. And I don't know. I never heard of putting carbon monoxide in a...
Yeah, I haven't either.
But how about if you got access to it, just put a piece of dry ice in it, in the bottom of the bucket. And then once the dry ice dissipates, there's no oxygen left in it.
Makes sense.
You put the lid on it after, and it's heavier than air, so it stays in the bucket until you get the lid on.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, little tightwad advice there for people who don't want to spend a whole lot of money.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that the bakeries were still, you know, potentially giving away those free buckets. But yeah, that's a good thing. I know that they split the lids open because the lids all come with little areas of perforation where you split them with a knife and then you can peel them up with a bucket opener, lid opener. So yeah, that's good to know, Tom. I appreciate your input on that this morning. Thanks so much. You know, I love it because, see, this is all about solutions. That's what we're here doing. Most nutritious berries. This is the top five superfoods most recommended by experts. Strawberries tops the list, followed by blueberries, raspberries, goji berries, and cranberries. Just so you know. They tested all these things, researchers at the University of Eastern Finland. You know, good thing berries are delicious, and the thing is they've got a lot of antioxidants. There's another story in our email blast talking about aspartame being a possible carcinogen and the eight common drinks and foods containing the sweetener besides Diet Coke, any diet soda, sugar-free soda, low-sugar juices, sugar-free puddings and desserts, sugar-free jams, artificially sweetened gum, cereals, and low-calorie coffee sweeteners. Boy, was that hard getting off that stuff, I'm telling you. And beware of arteriosclerosis. Pecans, olive oil, cauliflower, and dark chocolate are what scientists are saying now will help fighting this disease, hardening of the arteries. And of course, arteriosclerosis can lead to kidney failure, stroke, and mesenteric ischemia. So just some interesting food for thought there. And the kava plant, they're now using it based on new studies for PTSD treatment. Kava. Gotta love it. Alzheimer's drug Leqembi has full FDA approval now, and that means Medicare is going to pay for it. You really trust Big Pharma that much? Not me. Brady in Vegas, you're on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I love kava. I actually had a chance to try it a couple weeks back. And one thing that it's like a mild drug, but it'll make your tongue numb. And one thing I realized after taking the kava is it cleared my kidneys out. I had really bad kidneys from a car accident earlier in my life. And ever since I've taken kava, I don't have any more kidney pain. And I looked up on some of the things that it does is, it almost like a detox for your kidney. So maybe people should look into it. You can buy it by the pound or 2 pounds, and you make a tea out of it and you drink it. But over the weekend on the 4th of July here last week, here in Vegas, I ran into a few problems again with the bioengineered food that they stuck in everybody's plate. And I'm kind of wondering, after I was getting my son's hamburger ready and he wanted a bun, I said, I'm going to go check to see if the hamburger buns have any bioengineered food in it. Of course it did. So, again, it sets off a firestorm in my house with all the Jap people in my family. I'm the only one. And, again, they're yelling at me, why are you doing this on the 4th of July? This is family.
No.
And I said, I'm just trying to save your life, you know. You guys cannot get it. So we've had a fight ever since then. The 4th of July and all holidays are very horrible because what are the bioengineered food that they put in? The buns and the hot dogs and the hamburger buns. What is it? You're telling me from everything across our nation's food supplies that you got symmetrical bioengineered food particles and everything? What are they? Who invented them? And I want to meet up with them because I have a little a chat I'd like to do with the man who invented the bioengineered food.
I know. They're trying to save everybody's bacon, trying to save money, but come to find out these are not environmentally friendly, are they?
No, they're not. And again, so they got our food with the bioengineered, they're hitting us with frequencies with the 5G, the water supply is tainted, they got forest fires. Every single thing out there is designed to kill us. I mean, some people are catching on, but you have people that have been jabbed 4 or 5 times that say, I'm going to go get my next one.
Brady.
Don't they see that these? I can't get it.
Yeah, well, look at this. You know, we've got news on that front about athlete cardiac arrest, you know, of all these athletes out there. 1,310 dead in 2.5 years, 574 injured, and they're still pushing this garbage. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Propaganda, that's the technocrat way of sowing confusion and doubt about what otherwise is self-evident reality, and that's why we call it gaslighting.
And one thing before I go, too, way back in the beginning, probably 2 years back, I was looking at, I saw a report that the pilots were dying, and then I brought it up on the radio, and I got banned on the radio here in Vegas because I said all the pilots are going to be dying from heart problems because when you go up in the air, the pressure puts up in the air in the atmosphere, puts pressure on your heart, it constricts your blood vessels, which are full of the graphene, which are spinning around like Ginsu knives, and you're shredding their hearts. And right now, there's no more pilots out across America. You can't find any pilots. They're all sitting on the sidelines with heart problems. It's not myocarditis. It's graphene going through your bloodstream.
Yep, boy, I sure, you know, makes you think twice about flying anymore, Brady. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Craig in Michigan, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning there, Dave. It's Feel Good Friday.
Okay. Hello? I'm taking a breath. Go ahead.
Yeah, you had the story there about the co-joined twins.
Which one? Yep, go ahead.
In China, the co-joined twins?
Yes. That Rio de Janeiro, they separate them. Yeah.
Yeah, my father and his brother, Mike, were co-joined twins.
Wow.
We used to call Mike our uncle on our father's side.
Okay.
Yeah, then they got separated. And then he became our uncle once he moved.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, man.
That's all right. Appreciate it. Hey, you have yourself a great weekend, Craig. Appreciate that. Darlene, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday. Glad we got you back on. What's going on?
I had a technical difficulty yesterday. I was delayed. One of my repair jobs snapped. But anyhow, first of all, let's show the movie Jaws and everybody will stay out of the water again.
There you go.
And then the electric cars in Phoenix, what they're doing when they start on fire, the cars, they stick the car in a dumpster and pour sand in the dumpster. Which I thought is quite remarkable. You know, I thought the guy was going to tell me they flipped the dumpster over on it, but no, they fill it with sand. But I was looking at the logistics and cost and stuff of that. So that means for every car fire that we have, our car insurance is probably going to go up eventually during the year.
Makes sense.
You know, which, you know, I'm not looking forward to.
No, we're not. Some of us still drive for regular fossil fuel cars for a living, don't we?
Right. And the cost just of what they've taken out in the system, the ships and everything else, you know, the Rolls Royces and the Bentleys and stuff, it's got to be racked up there pretty good, you know.
Yep.
The cost, I would think.
I would imagine.
And they've
too.
All learned lessons from it, you know, because Lloyd's London, I don't think, wants to put electric cars on ships anymore.
No, and the weight of those cars and what they're going to do when those dead batteries, when they become such, we're talking about an environmental nightmare, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you got any type of logical thinking, this is not going to work. And they, you know, and not everyone's going to have a car. That's what they haven't really told anybody.
Yeah, well, you've just made the operational sense of this, Darlene, because the word is logical. There isn't any logic in what they're. You got that right.
Down in Phoenix, they had 4 electric trucks burn up, but there's some hanky-panky going on because my friend down there said the surveillance film showed someone trying to start them on fire. And they had 50 firefighters just trying to contain the 4 trucks that were burning that were electric.
Oh, my. All right.
You know, and then all that fumes, that's toxic fumes, and then people were backed up on the interstate, and this is close to the interstate, I guess, so everybody was getting gassed from that. So that's another factor that no one's looking at.
Oh, my. All right. Well, I appreciate the input on that today. I'm glad
good
we
day.
Got you on. All right. Have a great weekend, Darlene. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. Have fun out there. Stay safe. The Centers for Disease Control is being criticized for material instructioning for transgender and non-binary people on how to, are you ready for this, chest feed their infants. Darlene, you were talking about logic. There you go. What logic is there in that? See, this is the CDC. Every time they come out with garbage like this, it makes us just shake our head and go, see, you can't trust these people. Wow. Did you know that a major UCLA study says at least 65 species of animals actually laugh? They have vocalizations out there. Seriously. Oh, and a guy with a metal detector found a ring that belonged to the Sheriff of Nottingham. Imagine that. Oh, it's amazing. Well, all the stuff that we didn't get to today, you can read on our email blast simply by going to thepowerhour.com and hitting the subscribe button on the newsletter tab. In the meantime, you have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will see you again on Monday here. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
And the lover of my soul. I am He, Yahweh, the Lord of all, He, Yahweh. Rosh Hashanah, He, Yahweh, righteous Son, He, Yahweh, the three in one, He, Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.